Aquarius sun signs and Aquarius rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for March 2019. And Aquarius, the card that I've drawn for you this month is the Ten of Cups reversed. But before we go there, I want to honor where you've been in February, traveling through the major arcana card, the Lovers. And this card for you was all about knowing that you can really feel into creating a partnership that is born from your very soul, from your own kind of individual chemical makeup and needs around both freedom and closeness, and that both of those can be accommodated and integrated in your soul, that it doesn't have to be an all or nothing, a deep, deep committed partnership that starts to feel perhaps stifling to your inherently eccentric and electric spirit, or a kind of nothing detachment where you're floating off in isolated space, that you can interweave and have both of those things. And also reminding you of your inherent lovability and all of your eccentricity and all of your quirks and your delicious, sweet strangeness. And so the medicine that's coming through for you for March, this Ten of Cups reversed, is very much an extension of that. The Ten is the farthest that we travel in a certain element. It's the ultimate number. And in the Cups suit, this is all about emotional learning. It can be about partnership, but first and foremost, it's about the relationship, the quality of emotional relationship that we have to ourselves. And this I like to call sometimes the Lou Reed boardwalk card. If you know Lou Reed's song, Perfect Day, or if you don't, you can cue it up and dive in. And it's almost this encapsulated moment of perfection that can feel like a summer's day, you know, walking down the boardwalk, this kind of nothing to do, nowhere to go energy where we don't have to strategize. We can just be available to meet the sweetness of the moment. And in the reversed position, it's simply asking us what we're available to in our lives, where we're finding sweetness, and what perhaps doesn't taste so sweet anymore. But it's a card that's about the immediacy of experience. It's ruled by Mars, the planet Mars, which is all about force and power, in the sign of Pisces, which is all about release. So we're actually being invited in this card to release into goodness, to release into what feels kind of just the simple best on our skin, on our body, similar to what you might think of as a summer's afternoon or whatever your equivalent of that kind of sweetly self-contained experience is, where you can just be, where you can just exist in that. And it's also a card that's about a certain degree of emotional softening. When we get to this place in the suit of the cups, we're being invited to begin to kind of release our strategy or how we thought relationship might have to appear in our lives or how we think that we should be loving ourselves or the parts of us that are or are not available to be loved. So it's an enormous card of softening, of dipping into kind of the softness of the waters of your being. And you're not necessarily a sign that always has kind of factory settings firing for softening. There can be a mental strategy that comes in. There can be a mode of analysis around the feeling nature. But this is simply an invitation for you to step out into whatever your equivalent of is of a kind of perfect summer day or perfect afternoon, and also to notice where you're directing your body and your energy and what maybe no longer tastes that way or feels that kind of simple sense of joy, and to redirect yourself to the things that are feeling that tasty and that simple and straightforward. So I'm wishing you a magical month of March, and I will speak to you in April.